Hello. Fuck, man. So it's 9:43, and it's getting up. It's fucking shitty. Trying to get up early today, so I have to go meet my mom for lunch. I don't have to. She's like, I'll come. She works downtown. She has lunch at like 11:30. That's too fucking early. It's like these kids, in school. Some of these schools, these kids, they have lunch before noon. It's unhealthy because they go to school at like 7. It's all about the bus schedules, I think. Don't know why they would do that here. They have school buses here in Manhattan. I see them, and I don't understand them. Because I was a kid, I went to school in Manhattan. You got a subway. You just took the subway. Why the fuck would you take a school bus? It doesn't make sense. Maybe they're going to like a special school. Maybe those kids are like, well, you know what? I did. They were wearing. I ran. I was. I saw a school bus drop kids off on Central Park West. I'm like, the ACE's right there. Where the fuck are you going? They're wearing like Catholic school uniforms or something, or that kind of uniform. I think they. I don't know if you have to be Catholic to wear the plaid. Anyway, so that's what I'm doing today. And I'm doing two shows tonight at UCB East over there in the East Village. If you're in New York City, it's a show at 7:30 and a show at 9. Let me know if you come. I'll say hi to you. So that's what I got going on tonight. Let's look at the fucking news. I'm sure it's fantastic. I'm sure there's a bunch of great things happening. Well, there's probably something. There's got to be some good out there, right? Some good news. Well, oh, of course. Houston Astros win the World Series. Now there you go. Isn't that that's a nice. Everybody wanted Houston Astros. I guess some people wanted the Dodgers, but. Houston, they had the hurricane and everything. They wanted to get it, and then they get their first World Series win. Doesn't that make up for that hurricane? Your World Series win? But that's LA considering hiring homeless people to clean up litter on the streets. Well, here's a. That's fair enough, I suppose. But what it doesn't take into account is that I don't know a lot of homeless people, but the ones I tend to run into are a bit mentally ill. So I mean, I don't know what you do about that. You can't force people into like treatment and stuff, but I'm not sure they're capable of cleaning up. I guess you leave it open. You don't make people do it. But okay. But what happens then if you say I'm a homeless guy in Los Angeles, and that's where I would go to be homeless because of the weather. It's kind of a toss-up because the weather's great, but I don't think you're gonna make the money you make on the streets in New York City. And because in New York City you got the volume and you got the weather. And the cold, you definitely get more dough. I mean, it's harder, but I don't want to deal with the weather though, so I'm going to LA. I'm saying I'm going to forego the money for the comfort, which I always will. So I say, and I get this, but I'm hard in my life. I have a hard time. I end up out in the streets. I hitchhike across the country, Los Angeles. What would I hitchhike? What would I do? I would have to collect cans and, you know, beg for change until I had enough money for a, I don't know what a bus ticket to Los Angeles costs. It must be expensive. So I get out there. I'm doing the homeless stuff. I'm begging. I'm collecting cans. I'm going into abandoned homes for scrap aluminum, whatever the hustle is. And then someone's like, "Hey, we got this job for you, cleaning up litter." They probably pays. Can you pay sub minimum wage if someone doesn't have a home? But maybe sub minimum wage, which is. I just pick up all the hours I can, and I get off, and now I'm not homeless anymore. Do I lose my job? Is that job just for homeless? Like, I saved up my, like, would I be like, listen, I like this job. It's outside, which I love. Making the streets clean, I like that. I'm meeting people, saying hello. You know, and they're like, well, it's a homeless person job. So then I'm like, well, I'll go back out on the street. Or do you hide the fact that you have a home? You gotta, like, you know, lie and be like, hey, can I use the public restroom to take a shower in the sink? But this is probably a good idea. I don't know. Oh, there was a shooter in a Walmart in Colorado, which is, I don't know. Is there facts about this yet? It seems pretty crazy. Oh, pop-up ad. It's such a fucking. It's like, oh, there's a shooter, but here's a Dove ad that you gotta watch first. What the fuck, man? I mean, I'm not in Colorado, so I'm not in imminent danger of this particular shooter, but I'm trying to run a podcast. So they don't know who this guy is. And, well, they have a picture of him. But they don't have the guy. So, adult male casually walked into the store, randomly started shooting at a group of people. The gunman got away from the store in a red Mitsubishi four-door hatchback. Suspect was described as a white male wearing a black vest with maroon shirt and blue jeans. Police initially tweeted about the shooting with multiple. Was nobody killed? Well, no, three dead. Oof. It's terrible. Well, now it's, it's just terrible. I don't even want to get into the fucking political bullshit that's going to go on over this. No one's going to change gun laws. And they'll say, fuck it. Let's not even. Let's say that's a sad event. We wish our condolences to the families. 89-year-old woman shoots and kills 19-year-old home invader at 3 a.m. So now this will be the thing that said, look at this. Isn't this great? Yeah. And why was the guy? I saw it. I'll be honest. I didn't read the whole headline. That's my problem. I wouldn't have read this. Elderly Arkansas woman shoots and kills 19-year-old who broke into her home. Killing. Well, I'm interested in this story, but I don't. What are you gonna? I don't know. I just read 89-year-old woman. I was like, oh, this is gonna be a nice story about hard candy or something. You know, 89-year-old woman falls in love. I thought it was going to be something nice. I really did. You don't think 89-year-old women are going to shoot people. I don't know what that this 19-year-old kid that went. Well, he's not a kid, he's a man. Let's and you get to be an adult at 18, even though your brain doesn't stop developing until you're 25. But anyways, 19-year-old teenage man broke into her home, and it's frightening. I understand. I don't know. I guess it's just a sad story. So that's it. I'm gonna go. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.